Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
Weeks, damn it. Weeks. Weeks. W-H-E-A-T. Weeks. I didn't quite make it under the gun when we went to the sponsor's messages there, and my last word got cut off, and I was upset about it. So throughout the entire break there, I was like, going to finish that sentence and tell people the last word.
Wow, you were hiding that very well.
Yes, well. 603-283-6160. Now people are like, why is the captain mad at wheat? Like, folks who are just tuning in, it's the third hour, the top of the third hour. They're like, what? We didn't hear what he said before. We'll tell you about it. Don't worry. Or maybe we won't. 603-283-6160 is the phone number in the
studio.
And
if you call in, you can make sure that we don't get to tell you about it.
Perhaps I'll talk about barley instead. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
It's Fania.
And Peakless Mountaineer.
We've been talking about the parental rights bill.
Yes, indeed.
Here in New Hampshire, and how it ties into the larger issues of education, not only in the United States, but globally, really. Mm. Because modern education, almost everywhere that I can think of, is state-based, state-sponsored, state-compelled, compulsory schooling in most places, but specifically here in the United States for sure.
Right.
And it is based on the Prussian education system that was developed specifically to fast-track obedient workers during wartime. They wanted to train people really quick on how to build more bombs.
So specifically, the Prussian model, so what had happened, Prussian, basically Germans, but the especially angry part of Germans, had just lost a war against the French, and they were very upset about that.
I mean, wouldn't you?
Yeah. I'd be upset. I mean, it was Napoleon, so, you know, not that bad.
That's like the most badass the French have ever been.
Yeah, it kind of is. But they just lost a war against the French, of all people, so they're like, okay, we are retooling civilization so that we can do nothing but kill. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have three kinds of people. We're going to have number one, industrial workers, which is why there's a bell system to, you know, like, you know, just like a whistle to go, okay, next station, please.
Pavlov's dog, everyone.
Yeah. Yeah. Number two, soldiers. So number one, the industrial workers to build the tanks and the warships. Four, number two, the soldiers. And finally, a minority of opinion manipulators, in their particular case, clergy. But in our day and age, clergy is a role that is largely held by scientists and media personalities.
This might sound like a minor thing, but I do think that it's crucial. Something else that they do that I think people take for granted is they literally make you ask for permission to use the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
They literally make you ask to engage in a natural bodily function as if they have a greater claim to that than you do yourself. Like, it's
your biology will be subject to our demands. Don't you dare eat that in class.
You will eat at the designated
eating time.
That is definitely another
I've
one.
Seen it too, where like if a teacher doesn't like a particular student because they're unruly or rowdy,
they'll tell them they can't go to the bathroom.
They'll tell them no. But everybody else is fine.
Yeah.
But because they don't like this kid, they're like, no, you can't go until I say so. They get that authoritarian, you know, super virtuous, you know, whatever thing going on. And it's horrible for children.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting that, you know, the government is really good at centralization with all of these things, but with the education system, it's pretty remarkable that they've found a way to use decentralization to go to their benefit. Yeah. Basically, they've deputized all of these individual teachers to be micro-tyrants that, like, that... pursue the will of the greater state without them even realizing it. It's really quite remarkable.
Yeah, federated oppression. I mean, like, it was amazing that during the lockdown, it wasn't the central government commanding everyone. It was all of the decentral governments commanding that no one is allowed to... You're all grounded. No one's allowed to leave the house for a walk.
So the point is that here in New Hampshire, a piece of legislation has been passed known as the Parental Bill of Rights. The people said, yep, we want it. It passed the House and the Senate, and it went to Governor Sununu's desk, and he's like, nope, gonna veto.
Yep.
And with that said, let's go to Rob in Vermont. Rob, you're on Free Talk Live. Rob? Rob in Vermont. Rob going once. Rob going twice. Rob, we can't hear you. I'm going to just put him back on hold. Maybe we'll get back to him. He wanted to talk about this particular topic, so I thought that would be a great segue. Way to let me down, Rob. maybe it's technicalities.
Well,
we don't know.
I'd like to point out, not only do they make you raise your hand for a biological function, they also permission your curiosity.
That's true.
So, like, I mean, the nature of a young human being is to be curious about
everything.
Yeah. Right. But what do they do? You have to have permission to express your curiosity. And I, in particular, remember this because I would have, occasionally I'd have a teacher that's like, okay, you are not allowed to ask any more questions for the rest of the day.
So
I had one that's like, you are allowed 3 questions per day, including whether or not you have to go to the bathroom.
I just want to make a plea to all of the parents that are listening out there. If you care about your children, like even 1%, what I would recommend that you do now, immediately, is you homeschool them.
Absolutely. I mean, there is no excuse for someone who cares about their children to hand them over to the worst possible people on the face of the planet. I mean, these are the people who are trying to turn your children, some of them, into killers.
If all I had
some of them into slaves. Like, that's the plan.
If I had to eat beans and rice all day, it would be worth it, like, you know, because knowing what these people intend to do with my children, or knowing what they do on a daily basis, it just isn't worth it. I would make the sacrifices. Yeah,
but we know here, at least at this table, that in the absence of government, abundance would occur.
Right. No, absolutely.
Like, all of the facts and evidence point to that being the case.
I mean, look at Dubai. I mean, what it doesn't have is any of the political freedoms, but boy, do they have a whole lot of freedom of not being taxed, of economic freedoms.
Economic freedom,
and
yeah.
What happened?
And a ton of money.
Right.
Yes.
This nowhere place in the middle of an unforgiving desert is suddenly a center for the world just because you took your boot off the economic neck.
Yeah.
Now imagine taking your boot completely and utterly off not only the economic neck, but also the civilizational and social neck of human possibility.
And imagine that happening to a state like, oh, I don't know, New Hampshire, for example.
Well, it's closer here than it is anywhere else on Earth, that's for damn sure.
Yeah. And the real question here is, you know, a lot of people talk about, well, without government, you know, what about the poor and blah, 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 you know, all the things that the destitute of people, you know, the disabled and all that kind of stuff. It's like, okay, first of all, are you under the delusion that these people are being taken care of efficiently and effectively now? Because they're not.
Usually governments are the ones that killed them the most.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to throw a quick shill in. Healing Our World goes over that really
beautifully. Mary Ruart, one of my faves.
But,
yeah.
But, I mean, suffice it to say that if you give people freedom, they become rich. Human beings, like in general, become rich, they help the people who need it.
I just want to make sure our listeners understand, Mary Ruart wrote a book. She's an author. It's called Healing Our World. That's what we're referring to here. We just sort of said words and without telling the folks.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that.
I just wanted to make sure everybody out there in listener land understands what we're saying. Mary J. Ruart, she's a top-notch author. Read her stuff.
Yeah, and it's a very simple matter of like, well, the government is doing this service. Right. You are voting for people because they promise they will perform this service. And if there's no people to vote for, you will have dollars. And you can give dollars to the people that make these things actually happen.
Mm. Yeah, so the question isn't what creates poverty, because poverty is the default state. If you are born What do you have? Yourself. That's it. That's all you got.
Hunger.
You're already in poverty.
Hunger and discomfort.
And cold, usually.
So the question is, what creates abundance? What creates the opposite of poverty? What creates that? And, of course, we know that it's the free market.
Yeah.
Not the governed markets, not the highly regulated markets, not the oversaw market. But, yes, and that is a human condition. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Six zero 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. That is the telephone number to this radio program called Free Talk Live. We're a live radio call-in program. It's also broadcast on the internet and some satellite stations where you can bring up any topic, anything you want. There are very few rules here. The only ones are you get to call once per night and no saying the bad words. The FCC will, will definitely cut us off, cancel us, if you will, for violations of that. So no bad words. You get one call a night. Otherwise, we're here 7 nights a week, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. You could call in. If you don't like what we're talking about, change the subject. It's called Free Talk Live for that reason.
Why don't we just say all of them so that people know not to say them? No, <I'm
kidding>. Well, fortunately, George Carlin has done so. You just need to go to your favorite search engine and type in the 7 words you can't say. And the George Carlin bit will come up, and they're all there.
A couple of them are really ridiculous, too.
And redundant,
yeah.
Too.
True. Yeah. Good point.
But he addressed that in a later bit as well. So, at any rate, in the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Zephania.
And Pickles Mountain.
We've been talking about education, the Prussian education system, the effects of that education on children, the multi-generational freedom movement, and how, education reform, specifically homeschooling, is going to help that. And we talked about His Excellency, Mr. Sununu.
King Sununu.
King Sununu putting the veto on something that passed both the House and the Senate here in New Hampshire. That's the Parental Bill of Rights. So without further ado, let's give a try to Rob in Vermont. Rob, you're on Free Talk Live. Rob?
All right.
Hey, there you are.
Hey, what's up, Rob?
Hey!
We got you now. What's on your mind, brother?
Yeah, so, I don't think that Governor Sununu really cares about families. I mean, for the longest time, okay, when they brought it up about what was going on with the youth detention center, and people called it out, agencies called it out, and, he just fired back and said that, those people didn't know what they were talking about.
Oh, yeah, and intact families are a threat to his power.
And also, This is the second time in, I think, a week, maybe 2 weeks, where something has passed both the House and the Senate, landed on his desk, and he's like, nah, I'm just not going to do that.
No, that's his nature.
Does someone
want to
fill us in on the detention centers? Because my memory's a little vague on that particular subject. Like, what the...
Rob?
Yeah. So, I mean, just going back to early 1960s, the youth detention center was, molesting little kids and using them like, as cockfights and it was just horrible, horrible things that went on, all the way up until almost the end of 2019.
Mm.
And, hundreds of people have come forward and, filed suit. And, now all the people that did all this bad stuff, the agency that they represent, they want to be the ones to decide, we did this, but here's what we're going to give you. Here's what we decided that we're going to give you for what we did to you.
Yeah, it is. It's horrific. And I agree with you on the Sununu part, too. The Sununu part, I don't think he cares about anyone except for himself. And this isn't specific to him. It's politicians in general, because when they start in on their careers, maybe, just maybe, we'll give them the benefit of the doubt, they are trying to do something altruistic or do something that they feel is their duty to do to represent the people or whatever, and they get within this system that is corrupt by its very existence, and they can't help but become these narcissistic people who only care about their next election and don't really give a flying crap about anybody else.
So
thanks for the call.
I think he actually also cares about his other lizard people. That would be the only pushback I would offer, which is that that one quote goes like, "It's a big effing club and you ain't in it."
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, and the thing is, nearly unanimous among politicians, he has contracted this addiction to power. Because power, make no mistake, it activates the same part of your brain as heroin.
And the only way that they could get that much power is if they work as a team.
And just like heroin, every time that you... that you take a hit, you need a bigger hit to get to the same place.
Mm. Let's go to more of your calls and thoughts. We have Therese calling in from New Hampshire. Therese, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I have to just say I'm really enjoying your show, and I'm glad that Footloose turned me on. So I'm listening to everything you're talking about tonight, and I couldn't help but call in again. And I've been taking notes. So first of all, Marco Allegro's parental rights bill and Sununu vetoing that. It, to me, it's like... it's showing everyone who Sununu truly is.
Mm-hmm.
All of us school board moms, all of us who are pissed off that our property taxes are high and it's going to the school boards, and then we have no control over what's happening with our kids. So what's happening here in New Hampshire, which is, you know, the live free or die state, a bunch of liberty-minded people and a lot of us mama bears are rising up and saying, this is just not okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these are our constitutional rights. We're paying you to educate our children, not to shut us out. So we do have Prinda and all these amazing co-ops where it is very doable for most people to homeschool now, much more than it ever was. I was able to do that with my boys, even though I'm a single mom. So, I mean, New Hampshire is very, very unique, and there's a lot of good things. But I would also say that I work really hard for my money, and it's pretty ridiculous if you look to, like, Anne-Marie Bamfield, for us just to walk away from the amount of money that we're putting into the school systems and just to let them run wild with it. So I still think it's important that we engage and hold them accountable. You know, as far as Sununu and his brother being tied to the World Economic Forum and, you know, this global kind of idea of, you'll have nothing and be happy with it. Like, we're not tolerating that here in New Hampshire. We're just not going to.
No, we are not.
It's clear.
Tyrants can go pound sand.
This far, no further.
We're not, no. Right. And so, you know, that leads to kind of this this narcissistic, you know, heroin. And what do narcissists hate? What's the antidote to that? Embarrassment.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's, for those that know me, I, you know, was arrested for allegedly saying amen. I'm like, are you kidding me? You know, and standing up, and I, you know, Footloose, you know, called them bootlicking tyrants. And so I created a, you know, top 10 bootlickers at the Capitol. And,
nice.
You know, who was all of a sudden not, was going along to get along and wasn't standing up and speaking truth into the insanity of what we've seen in the last 2 years. So I just, one, wanted to thank you guys for educating your listeners or at least touching on these subjects. There's nowhere else that I have found that the media outlet is actually speaking to this. And so it's
us
really
either.
Encouraging.
Look, so,
yeah, you know. No, it's awesome. So, you know, and then the Sununu Center, you guys were talking about the detention center. I have a lot of background and history of what's going on there. But, you know, what a lot of people don't realize is our DCYF here in New Hampshire was audited about 4 years ago. I can hear the music going.
Yeah.
And we're headed into a break.
Yeah. Can you hang on?
But I can.
All right. Stand by. We'll let you finish your point. Therese Grinnell, everybody. This is Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. More of your calls and thoughts coming up.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
U.S. USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Russia has cut Finland off from gas it exported to the Nordic country. The move comes after Helsinki refused to pay Russian energy giant Gazprom in rubles and after Finland announced it wanted to join NATO. The break is easier for Finland compared to other European nations. Russian imports of natural gas accounts for some 5% of Finland's total energy consumption. The youngest of 10 black people killed at a Buffalo supermarket in a racist attack will be laid to rest this weekend. 32-year-old Roberta Drury was at the Tops Friendly Market to buy groceries. She moved to Western New York a decade ago to care for her brother as he fought leukemia. Robbie, as she was affectionately known, is being remembered as big-hearted and quick with a laugh. On Wall Street, at the close on Friday, another losing week. This is USA Radio News. The White House says that $40 billion aid package for Ukraine has been signed by President Biden. The details from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
The measure provides additional security and humanitarian aid for the country as it battles the ongoing Russian invasion. Biden signed the measure during his trip to Asia. Administration officials believe the $40 million will be enough to keep Ukraine afloat through the current fiscal year. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky vowed his country would not stop fighting until all Russian forces are expelled. The Ukrainian military claimed to push back on 11 attacks in the Donetsk and Luhansk regions and destroyed 8 tanks as well as other Russian combat vehicles. The Kremlin, meanwhile, has claimed to have captured Mariupol, the southern port city, nearly 3 months after it invaded Ukraine. There has been no confirmation on the capture from Ukrainian officials. You are listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Is for cookie. That's good enough for me. That's a C word we can say here on Free Thought Live. Cookie. That's right.
Let your imagination do the rest.
603-283-6160 is the telephone number here at Free Talk Live. If you would like to join us in the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Stefania.
And Peakless Mountaineer.
Free Talk Live's video archives have been over on Library for years now. Library is an uncensorable, decentralized, blockchain-based media sharing protocol, and we're very big fans of that here on Free Talk Live. In 2020, Library launched Odyssey. That's a video sharing website to directly compete with YouTube, and it's really taking off with over 1 million channels now, many of whom are disaffected YouTube creators. During YouTube's crackdown for not towing the government line on COVID, the Free Talk Live YouTube channel started receiving strikes and could literally be taken down at any moment. Thankfully, Odyssey started offering live streaming, so now we're streaming live every night and posting our video archives permanently to Odyssey. You can watch live or anytime on our Odyssey channel. Just visit video.freetalklive.com. If you want to go all in, download the desktop app at lbry.com. And then every video archive you watch, you'll help seed and keep it online forever. Again, all you need to do is visit video.freetalklive.com. Follow us on Odyssey today. Video.freetalklive.com.
Good piece of technology, that.
Oh, yeah.
All right, we were. Let's go back to Therese, who is calling from New Hampshire, because she didn't get to finish her thought. Therese, are you with us?
Yeah. So the last thought, touch on what you guys were talking about is, you know, people go into these positions maybe with noble reasons, but they quickly are in a framework that just like a tide just pulls them into this power trip framework as not doing anything for the people by the people. So. Many of you have heard about the resolve, this idea of doing a block vote. In all honesty, it's not just our governor, but our five executive council members are completely sold out. There's only probably one out of our 25 senators that I think is worth keeping. And I think the only way that it would ever work is if we did a clean sweep and we absolutely did a block vote and removed the 30 people that are there at the top and put 30 people in. Could you imagine if you had 30 people who were all truly for letting the people vote on something like secession?
Well, even
you
the
know, 30
even the,
people that would really let the people have a parental bill of rights.
Even the one senator that you think is a good one, I'm thinking this is the one that you're thinking of, even he voted against the parental bill of rights, which was super shocking to me.
Yeah, I'm just looking for a place where a man can be free. And that's a lyric that I stole from some friends of mine in a band called Little Elvis out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. But it really hits home to me. I've been listening to that song longer than I have been of The Mind of Freedom. And when I go back and listen to it now, I realize it's one of the many seeds that were planted in my head. About all the things freedom and philosophically speaking, it's one of the things that I want most in life is because there should be, and the three of us spoke about this during a break just recently, there should be somewhere on planet Earth where people who want to be free, who are not harming other people or other people's property, should be able to exist in a coercion-free environment.
Mm-hmm.
There currently isn't because every place on planet Earth is claimed by a government.
Amen. But you know what? We are first.
Be careful
in the
with
nation.
That.
We are first in the nation. We speak that over ourselves all the time. And I believe if anyone can do it, it is us here in New Hampshire.
Absolutely.
And truly, it's just a numbers game. And, you know, we're small enough and we have the momentum and the traction that we could put our heads together and come up with 30 people who have integrity and care about freedom and letting people live their lives and stop taking a bunch of federal money and misusing it and painting ourselves into a corner and adding more and more and more legislation on top of layer over layer over layer. Instead, go in and start stripping it back. Look at these government agencies. Put people in there that are truly for the kids. In the case of, you know, DHHS, we've just given them all the power of basically signed over all our sovereignty to DHHS and Dr. Chan.
Yeah.
You know, the second he feels that there's something, you know, so when are we going to take it back? Are we going to wait?
Soon
you know,
as we can.
4 years, 6 years?
I mean, I got to tell you, like, usually I am in favor of having another house to stop bills from turning into laws. Because usually bills are terrible and they only expand state power.
Right.
But in New Hampshire, it is unlike any place on earth. There are bills coming through that expand individual power. And those are the ones getting stopped by the Senate.
Well, you remember what I was reading from the Parental Bill of Rights, right? That was an absolutist document. I mean, I don't think that anybody at this table could have made it more principled and more beautiful than it was just as it was.
Therese?
Agreed. I mean, I think, you know, you look at the situation and, I mean, we are unique that we have the five executive council members. We have people who are fighting, you know, to get the Freedom Caucus stronger with our state reps. But, you know, those top 30 positions, if we did a clean sweep and we put people in there that were truly, you know, I think the tide that pulls the person out to sea of power and corruption when they get elected, if they were surrounded with people that are like, no, that is not why we are here. We are, I mean, Dan Richards and his Supreme Court, and if we have that chance to do remonstrance and say, you know, this is a stupid law and this needs to be voted on, we need to relook and start peeling the layers of the paint off of this house and have New Hampshire be as close to the Constitution or start to move in that direction, I just think it'd be very easy to find 30 people that we all write their names in come September. We primary out Sununu. We do our own poll ahead of time so we know who we're pointing at. So
hold on. So this is a question near and dear to my heart. Okay, primary out Sununu with whom? Because this is one of the ways that I am deeply upset with the Republican Party in New Hampshire.
Yeah, totally.
Is because, wow, are they ever satisfied with this tyrant?
Well, and here's the problem. The problem is that good men do not want to rule other men. And that's really where this problem comes from. You find it wherever people use voting as the mechanism for their society, wherever statism is found, they're using this mechanism. And the problem is that good men do not want to rule other men.
Yeah, but, I mean, New Hampshire is probably one of the only places on Earth in which it's, like, arguably morally permissible just because of how many basically liberty-minded people we have within these institutions.
Hey, Therese, thank you for your activism and the call tonight. Feel free to call us again and update your story. Tell us what you're up to. We appreciate it. You know, I am philosophically an anarchist, and to me that means you know, I don't want statism of any flavor.
Mm.
That being said, I have, you know, done my own research and found that New Hampshire is still the, you know, number one or number two, depending on who you're looking at, and they fluctuate every other year, the number one most free state in the United States of America.
The most recent report said that not only was it number one, but given all of the wonderful, amazing legislation that went through, it will be nearly impossible for any state to ever come close again in the near future.
And if it hadn't been for His Excellency and his response to the COVID, it would be absolutely unquestionable that we were the freest state.
Oh, for
and
sure.
The difference that I find between the most previous state that I lived in, which was Washington State, granted I was in the left side of that state, and I mean that geographically speaking as well as politically leaning.
Yeah.
But you know, when I would start to talk about, you know, hey, I just don't want government at all, right, it was like I kicked their dog off of the bridge, you know. Like I had tore their soul out and just chucked it across the freeway. I was seen as a out here. I could talk about it, and a lot of folks are like, "Yeah, I totally get where you're coming
from." People pat you on the back out here, man.
You know, so you know that is one of the benefits of being here, even though there are conflicts with my personal philosophy. 603-283-6160 is the phone number if you'd like to join the discussion here on Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Listening and tuning in. It is the final segment. Wow. The show has really flown by tonight.
It has.
Final segment of tonight's show. Remember, if you didn't get on, we're here 7 nights a week, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern time. If you want to call, please call during those hours when we're live, and we will do our best to get you on the air. To the people who have dropped off, same message. If you missed getting on the air tonight, please call again on another night, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. We're here doing this thing live. Before we go on, I have to say thank you to CH. CH is a silver level amplifier. What does that mean? Well, if you go and visit amps.freetalklive.com, you'll find our amplifier program. AMPS stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. So if you enjoy this show, the hosts, the co-hosts, the topics, the callers, sometimes the humor, like the Onion News thing that we play in between or whatever, if you get value out of that, consider becoming an amplifier over at amps.freetalklive.com. Your contribution goes directly to help get this show on more radio stations. Get more distribution for this show, to spread the message of peace, liberty, and freedom to more people. One of our callers tonight called in and said, I haven't found another media outlet that does what you guys are doing, and quite frankly, neither have we.
True that.
Could we be the canary in the coal mine? I don't know, but I can say that if you think that is true, please consider becoming an amplifier. You get some perks. It's a Patreon-type setup, so if you contribute, you get some special things. That's not why you should contribute. You should contribute because you find value in the message that we're presenting. Again, amps.freetalklive.com. Thank you again, CH, for your contribution. We appreciate you. All right, let's go back to the phones. So let's go to Stephen in Northwest Georgia. Stephen, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, so y'all were talking about something, and I really want to dive deep into this here, deep as we can go in 11 minutes. But I have traveled the world, and I've traveled the United States pretty heavily. And I have seen all sorts of governments, and I have seen all sorts of, for lack of a better word, intentional communities, right?
Yep.
I have been in upstate New York, and I've seen communist communes, and I've also been in upstate New York, and I've seen Muslim communes, where when I tell you they live by Sharia law, they live by Sharia law, and everybody leaves them alone.
Mm-hmm.
But I am a dual citizen. If you ask me, I'm a dual citizen of the United States, forcibly, and Liberland, mm-hmm. which sits between Croatia and Serbia. And I don't care what we're talking about. We can talk about me on my own property. We can talk about y'all in Keene. I assume you're in Keene.
Mm-hmm.
We could talk about Liberland, and Liberland is entirely private property. And government agents will do whatever, not American government agents, but government agents around the world will do whatever they need to do to shut you down.
Yeah, that's true.
Why is it that Muslims should have their Sharia law in upstate New York, which is one of the worst places to live in the United States, and communists can do their commune thing, and nobody messes with them. But when I say, hey, here's my money, give me property, now leave me alone, they send thugs with guns to shut you down. Why do you think that?
Absolutely. Well, I think it's more than numbers. I think it's compliance, because you mentioned these communes and that type of a thing where people are seemingly left alone to live amongst their laws, their religious laws, but they're also complying with the state, and that is to say they're doing things like getting a license plate on their car and filling out the right forms and otherwise complying with anything the state does, and so compliance plays a large factor in that. Now, with regards to Liberland, I've been following Liberland since its inception, and it has certainly been attacked by the surrounding governments mm-hmm. around it, because they found, basically a way to, liberate that particular piece of property from the surrounding governments, and those surrounding governments were none too happy about it, and still aren't, I imagine.
I would push back. I think it is a numbers game. I think that the reason why these intentional communities have been so successful, like the Muslims and the commies, is because getting libertarians together is like herding cats. You know, like, if you look at New Hampshire, which is deniably the libertarian homeland, in my opinion. Yeah, it is. That being said, we're all going in our different directions, and it's beautiful, and we're seeing a lot of growth and creation happening from it, but it does mean that a lot of this stuff is going to be slower than if we all centralized within New Hampshire and just completely disobeyed them.
So I think it's more than a numbers game. So in spite of the problem of gathering libertarians, we have managed to gather a lot of libertarians, especially for the population of New Hampshire.
No, yeah,
but
true.
We will always have more pushback than Sharia law will. We will always have more pushback than communism will, for one reason. What we are doing empowers individuals.
Instead of collectives.
So,
true.
So the functional way of biological organism has cells that lead to organs that lead to the organism. So the individual is empowered by their family unit, is empowered by their chosen society, and that cannot be allowed if you're trying to rule everyone.
Mm-hmm. Great point. Thank you for the call, Stephen. We appreciate it. Let's go to Jack in Ocean Shores, Washington. Jack, you're on Free Talk Live.
Short on time, I was going to think about something else, but I'm trying to transition from YouTube to Odyssey.
Yeah.
And you guys did not mention that Odyssey has recently removed the buffering.
They have, as a matter of fact. So if you've been trying to enjoy some videos on Odyssey due to volume and some things behind the scenes, the folks might experience a little bit of a buffering action, but they have solved that problem. It is true.
Yeah, and it's...
It's huge.
It's really good.
Yeah.
It's really, really good. Yeah. It needs to be, you guys are, I advertise it a lot, but.
I'm able to watch most of my stuff on Odyssey, like the stuff that I watch on a day-to-day basis, like Six and Hammer and some of these other creators, obviously Free Talk Live. basically everyone that I follow is on there.
Yeah, I go straight to the raw product and use the library app.
Nice.
Yeah. I mean, that's better.
And I think that there's really no overstating the power of this platform. I mean, it's basically brought the internet back.
Yep.
Yeah, do you remember when YouTube didn't suck?
Yeah.
It's kind of the early days of what YouTube used to be over at Odyssey, that's for sure.
I mean, but you own your stuff on Odyssey, which is what's
yes.
different.
Jack, go ahead.
Oh, it's sensible, too. It doesn't have, not that I've looked, but there's no, like, real, like, soft porn going on. It's just, it's a very adult free speech platform. And I have nothing to do with Odyssey, by the way. It's just so honest.
Mm. When you, yeah, like, there's a tough...
looking.
Yeah, I was just going to say, there's a tough line to draw where, like, you're not getting pornography and you're not getting spam, but at the same time, you're still getting actual signal from whoever wants to speak.
And the thing that I'm looking forward to, they haven't released it yet, but they are planning to launch their own version of a Patreon type of service.
Mm, yeah.
However, because Odyssey and Library are... shall we say, based on the blockchain, cryptocurrency, mm-hmm. cryptocurrency will be available, something Patreon, I don't think will ever do. I don't think they'll ever integrate cryptocurrency, whereas it's my belief, at least how I understand it currently, that Odyssey, their version of this, will integrate cryptocurrency. Mm-hmm. So content creators can earn in crypto. And that is a step forward in the right direction.
Indeed.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Jack.
Yeah, I think going forward, that's going to be like a real litmus test and a watermark of, like, are you going to accept the currency of the future, or are you going to hold us back to the past and the control of central governments that came with it?
Yeah. Yeah, and I hope that this thing goes and it goes off as well as I think it's going to, because if it does, you know, people talk about videos going viral. Imagine a platform going viral.
Mm.
If everybody can see how restrictive the Google-owned
the
YouTube is.
The World Wide Web was exactly that. It was when a platform went viral.
Yes, yes. And it can only mean good things. To be able to create something and put into place that can never be taken down. As a proponent of free speech, hoorah. Mm. It's about time.
Libertarians making the world cooler one day at a time.
We're out of time. Thank you both for co-hosting with me tonight. Thanks to all the callers. If you missed any part of our program, you can check out the replay over at freetalklive.com. Thanks and peace.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.